In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the book of Isaiah is often called the Gospel in the Old Testament. And indeed, it is full of gospel. The gospel is the good news needed by all humanity, which is suffering from the bad news. This was exactly the main message of the prophet Isaiah to Israel. In fact, this message permeates the whole Bible. The prophet Isaiah described the bad news in amazing details. At every level and in every aspect of human existence. He did so in his own historical context of God's people, the Israelites, as well as the contemporary surrounding peoples and nations. Isaiah chapter 59 has a vivid description of the bad news. It says, "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness. No one enters suit justly. No one goes to law honestly. They rely on empty pleas. They speak lies. They conceive mischief and give birth to iniquity." It goes on to speak of other aspects of the bad news. "Their feet run to evil, and they are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their highways. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no justice in their paths. They have made their roads crooked. No one who treads on them knows peace." Brothers and sisters, the bad news is all around us too. Again, the words of Isaiah's prophecy ring true. "Therefore, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light, and behold, darkness, and for brightness, but we walk in gloom. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey." Yes, society has declined to the point that being honest or truthful risks discrimination by those who feed on twisting facts for temporary selfish gain. Even the word love has lost its real meaning. It has become merely the expression of self-gratification. The bad news is manifested in prejudice, racial and social tensions, quarrels, wars, pollution, disease, poverty, injustice, and violence. Selfishness and self-centeredness, deception and bribery feed on the very fabric of human society. The nucleus of human existence, that is the family, is threatened. Often, what begins as a mutual fondness and care in family ends up in disputes and court battles over resources and the custody of suffering children. This is not new. Isaiah went on to say, "We hope for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us." Brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59, thankfully, does not end hopelessly with sad negative news. It goes on to tell us the good news. In fact, the chapter begins like this: "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear dull, that it cannot hear." The good news starts with the Lord's displeasure with the state of human affairs. Isaiah reports, "The Lord saw it, and it displeased him, that there was no justice." At the point of human bankruptcy and desperation, we encounter the saving divine initiative. In Isaiah's words, the Lord saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his righteousness upheld him. Yes, all the social programs, political ideologies, and religious activities adopted by the Israelites and by other peoples and nations around them were not a remedy. No human effort, intervention, scheme, or project can find a solution. Humanity needed a heavenly initiative from the Lord Himself. This is what the good news, the gospel, is all about. The gospel is not about religion or human religious efforts. It is not about what corrupted man would or would not do. It's about dealing with the root cause of the bad news. It's about dealing with the separation of our human race from the one who is the source of all good. The gospel, the good news, is about the loving restoration of connection and fellowship by the holy, caring God. Isaiah describes it in this way: "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." He directs us to the divine solution. God himself, in his goodness and self-giving love, intervenes through the promised Messiah. Isaiah says, "He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak." Yes, the prophet Isaiah announced, "And a redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgressions, declares the Lord." This is the good news. The Creator himself solves the problem. Without him, mankind is unable to regain the divine image received at creation. God intervenes to deliver and restore mankind to himself. Isaiah proclaimed that God established a process for all nations, saying, "They shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun." As the Redeemer accomplished his work of redemption, deliverance is offered to lost mankind, for they are unable to save themselves. In fact, by his Spirit, he does more. Isaiah explains, "For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives." Yes, full salvation is provided by the divine saving plan in Christ. With new life, the new humanity begins. This is the message of the gospel, the good news. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.